Africa. Didn't see.
Cranberries?
Cranberries. Up the river.
Inside of Kuguk River?
And by 9 miles from coast. If they thought the cranberries.
Are there any other berries that they pick?
Oh, the cooking. Cinnamon. Eskimo memory. Oh, God. Indian dirt?
No. Something else?
Blue bear in the African room.
That's
Squeeze your cano.
Mother Hitchcock?
No.
Willoughby?
Willoughby.
Willoughby.
Oh, that's where they pick blueberries too?
Blueberries.
Okay, maybe that's good for those.
For the berries.
We got greens, and sourdough.
But you said Jack down at the... You said that order where Lane River or Good Hope?
Good Hope.
Good Hope. How do you call it, Isa?
Molting ducks.
Molting ducks. Geese. They still do it around here sometimes. They still go down. Even what they learn from other people, then they keep on.
Ducks. Okay, where is that at? Molting?
Good Hope
Bay.
River.
Oh. Excuse me, Molting
Geese. From the mouth of the river, maybe. There's lots of islands there. Delta. Maybe the delta where it goes close into the sea. That's where they go, in the islands. Good Hope River Delta.
River Delta. What other kind of ducks they get? Geese, mallards,
eider
duck.
Eider ducks. Maybe brant and mallard.
Brants. How do they catch these Issa? Like we do, or what?
Vernacular.
That's the way we do it.
That's the way they do it. They still do it here, too.
Run after it and knock them dead.
No shots to
eat.
They're the best too, eh?
Yep.
And they're like that.
Fish.
Maybe that's why they live here, because they're that salmon.
Salmon or humpback or
chums? Are they chums?
Mixed.
The red. Red.
There's all red
salmon.
Silver.
The ones with the red meat are silver, I think. You sure? They always go up. Humpbacks first. What they call dog salmon, though? What kind of?
I don't know.
They're not chums. Must be chums.
Their chum turn to later on when they go up the river. The teeth get
Okay, though, that's what we call dog salmon around here. So they're chums.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. There's no sheepfish, right?
No.
Whitefish?
Whitefish. Whitefish. We call them typical.
Yeah.
So. I never hear anything about pike though. You have to go to Lady. We're hearing anything about pike around.
Probably not.
How about Tubuk? Just grayling and Linkada. What shark? Even so, we talk about eating the mud sharks in Tubuk. We used to follow the reindeer up there. So there's mud shark and grayling and trout.
Mm.
I think we have this. I talked to somebody.
I did. That's where I got the next name from Margaret. I had to call her. I didn't know what they were.
Okay. I know you have Ugruk. Sea mammals.
Walrus come up this way too.
They
get them from Rick's and Google guy over that way.
Seals. Any whale come up? Black whale, white whale, beluga?
Well, I see black whale. All right. One shout, maybe chase some fall time.
In the deep.
Okay.
But they don't catch them.
Kill them.
Here go to land animals. Caribou. Those caribou? Reindeer.
Caribou. They're back there, back up on the bones we dig are full of caribou and moose.
Which bones?
We always dig back at the airport.
Really?
I got lots of those. I'll let you see what they hunt with long ago.
Oh, that's what I need.
Yeah,
Well, those implements, they'll probably be in the implements right there. What kind of ulus and stuff. So that'll be a big help.
How about smells?
Oh. Did we put smelts on there?
Well, I don't know. It's falling.
They always must have go straight to Buckland out there someplace.
Yeah.
They never stop here. So that's off, out.
Okay, out of our list.
Excuse me. How about him? From Guru?
Long ago they used to be. Maybe send him under.
Harry?
Hop and stick his own. Send under the ice they could carry. Don't got herring or herring, don't got here.
So there's herring too already. I guess the only thing we never, the rest we get.
Trout?
Up the river there's trout. And up the Kuhuk River they say. Once in a while when we get people down this way, they come up too with the whitefish from down there someplace.
In the river too.
In the river too. I hope that's what mostly what you skip at.
That's we went as far as what they have, like caribou. I know they have caribou, they have wolverine.
of them had squirrel skin inside, right? When we first started coming to Deary.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Any muskrat?
Few, maybe. What? Few muskrats. They come down from Smith Creek. Things be smoke there. We even get beaver once in a while here.
Hmm.
Beaver.
Mm-hmm. What else? There's rabbit.
Them jackrabbits never come here long ago, or they used to.
You sure?
I mean, look, jackrabbit.
Long ago, they've got lots, but they're not here now. But
they started coming back this winter. Richard get down and Ruth get jackrabbits. No snowshoe rabbits. No, hardly ptarmigan. They've been hunting and hunting.
Some years maybe they don't, they're not around now.
Sam got ptarmigan for.
So they're over there.
Little rabbits.
Lynx, Martin. There's lynx, huh?
Uh-huh.
There's lynx.
Lynx.
Martin?
I don't know. Martin is what? I can't think of them. Pamir Duk is what?
That's it.
Pamir Duk is otter or Martin? Pamir Duk is what?
Otter.
Maybe not.
They've got long tail, that's why.
Martin is something else. It's not the Jackbuck?
No, the Jackbuck is... The Jackbuck is mink.
Mink.
There's weasels.
Okay.
That's the deer.
If you think of any other, we can catch it later.
Okay.
We already talked about ducks already, so that's... I don't know what they mean by this graphic points of interest.
Surrounding the village. Maybe they move where they move for to follow the animals or eating places. Because they used to, Evan said they used to move down there to Tapacha when they start getting eggs. Maybe closer to them.
Okay, we could put that down now.
Uh-huh. For graphic?
For graphic, yeah, geographic points. Tipkatsak, or?
That's just other side of Cape Deceit.
For Ugruk?
Uh-huh.
It's other side of Cape Deceit.
Mosulite, long ago they used to go down that way.
Yeah, I'm going to Greeks. That's a great good. What's Laura Augusta Bonney? This where she born, they call them.
Kunangnaruk.
They hunt the brook there.
Oh.
And then so they sit salmon to walk.
Oh, that's
other side. Sinikhatotihumainakta.
Oh. That's other side of, this side of Rex?
No.
Other side of Rex?
Not Rex. Rex in it took on the arson. Just like this one, a little smaller. Tawalu.
Oh.
Other side on his end.
Oh. That's Tawalu. The side of Rex.
Rex. This side.
Those points where they go.
Mm-hmm.
to hold it.
Kunang na. Ibit on the map.
Kunang na, grip.
Kunang na.
Cripple, eh? Crip, no. What is that? What they always call them, they always go on geese. Yeah. I don't know any English name, it's just Kunang na. There's a lake. This side of Salvan?
So.
Okay. Is it?
I don't know.
Salvan. Now the Salvan. There's a Kunang Nar of Salvan. I know them all, I'll drink some money.
Salvan.
He make map for the kids. I'll let him
make map. Oh, okay. Maybe I should go see him.
Yeah.
Okay. After all this activity, what did they do in the winter time?
They become cut cool again.
Sometimes cut place.
Cut place to lay down. In fall. Yeah.
Small time, yeah.
Small time.
Delicious kamkad they have here. Small ones. Okay.
So, maybe that's where they used to gather up here, group. Winter time, maybe. Where the willows are at. Old village used to be up. 3 miles.
3 miles up?
Yeah.
Old village?
Old village.
Yeah.
In the Czech Kaluk.
Yeah.
The first in the Czech.
Oh, that's what I know too. 3 miles up.
3 mile village.
First. 3 miles. Okay.
Good.
First in the Czech. Do you know why they moved it back down here?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe for the winter, you know, where there's willows. The willows always grow there, right? For their fire, maybe. I don't know. There's stripped wood down here.
They're trying to be where the where they could use firewood, maybe. Because there's no trees?
No trees.
So that's probably why that was their first village.
Village, you know, that bit.
And she was telling me that there was graves right here where the houses are now. This was a burial site right here. And when the traders came in, the whalers, I mean, they built houses around here.
Saloon. Gold rush time.
Miners.
Gold
miners.
Gold miners. They look for gold. Where we dig over there, they look like they lived there long ago. And over there too. Back at the airport. By the landing field, but over that way long ago there's houses deep down their little shed back instead of down that way. We used to see lots of little lakes. We used to see lots of bears, black bears in springtime. We used to go eat them by them little lakes. There's even karagi over there, big green, big logs.
That's by the airport?
Back at the airport.
Behind
the
airport.
It's close to where we dig.
Okay, behind the airport. I wonder who would know about that.
Karagi.
You think maybe that was their summer meeting place?
Maybe.
Because they want to be close by them.
Yeah.
And what kind of
boat? Susie said they, fall time they used to stay there. And when they were young girls,
their parents used to say, don't make a fire down there. They put their net down the side of bluff. So we'll have palooka. They never make fire go night time. Oh. Never try to make fire.
Oh.
And they always get palooka in net.
The fireplaces are on that side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't go up by the beach night time.
So they had the net for beluga?
Seal net.
Seal net for beluga.
And they could go in to beluga to catch. Hello, my Lord.
Yeah, I could understand.
Can you see Surakun? Look back there.
Look there. I thought you were in the tape.
It's okay, I'll be working on them. After I work on them, I'll put them away.
Yeah. When I sit down, Harry Carmen used to get beluga from down there, from his neck.
Uh-huh.
Or chase him by the, with his even old family.
Two horse power,
eh? Yeah.
To have those long ago. 2 horse power.
Mm.
They were fast too.
We had a 5 horse. It was really fast.
They must have been real smart long ago, you know. You were telling me they used to put nets on the cracks, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Up there.
This time of year.
For seals.
For seal.
Mm-hmm.
In cracks. Mm-hmm. They used to
seal nets.
Seal nets. Not long one.
Just enough for cracks.
Did you know anything about eagle locks?
Eagle lock.
It's they call them that in Kivalina. It's seal net.
Mm.
It's just for the sometimes they use it in a crack,
mm-hmm.
or in an open lead.
Mm. There was a name for that, she told me.
Agitmuk one, short one.
Agitmuk. That's what they call it around here.
Mm. That I never say good.
Agitmuk.
Agitmuk.
That's for the long ago, they used to set neck first and then they fall. Maybe they go this way and then they walk right by the crack. Maybe the seals would follow the noise and then they'd get caught just following the noise. Just to wonder what
curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Must have somebody
killed the seal.
So they had all kinds of things.
I know they were
smart
people.
Smart, really smart.
They didn't have a lapisaron like us, TV and
radio.
Telephone.
You have to wait for messages.
Plug in the coffee maker.
Maybe this coffee make up a little bit. After we talk.
Okay. We're going to talk about those implements with you over there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe we can skip those right now.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. I asked her a little bit about communications, and she told me a little bit about how they communicate with whales. See, that's information I didn't have. And I did't know they used to go to Kotzebue from Wales to trade.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else they do. school. I never, we never find no old drums, even.
We know that Deering did. Mm.
Had drums?
No.
Oh.
They went to trade with Kotzebue.
They must have had lots of people way back there, too. There's big ice stone homes way inside, this side of the mountain.
No.
Cloud Lake. There's, but where there have been archaeologists already dig up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Stone homes, huh?
Stone homes.
Stone houses.
Stone houses. Where's Cloud Lake? Oh. You know where it is? Mamie always talk about Cloud Lake. And there's way inside Ibnachuk, there's caves where they used to live even.
Caves?
I don't know how far.
Dwelling
I never
caves.
Seen them. Uh-huh.
Dwelling caves inside of Ibnachuk, or
uh-huh.
And these stone houses are where? Up the river?
They're in Cloud Lake. That's between here and Imrik Lake.
Yeah, between here and where?
Imrik Lake.
Imrik?
Mm-hmm.
Imrik.
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 Sooner Eskimo name. Eskimo name after me. I got to ask it, but I didn't know. Or even who used to remember those old names.
Maybe even you.
He's in Kotzebue still. He never come back.
Evans Thomas?
No, my husband Evans.
Oh. Okay.
What else? Communicate.
Communication. We know they didn't have telephones and stuff. How did they communicate with the other settlements or outside of the Inupiaq world? I can't feature it too how they did.
I don't know. They must have gathered from, maybe the people used to live all over, I mean, not in the community long ago.
Just here and there.
Just here and there, maybe. In Unakuraktomima, maybe. See, there's lots of diggings in here too.
Where people lived
on. Mm-hmm. People lived.
Off the river.
The Gugruk.
What's in that Gugruk besides all the fish or what?
Little rabbits and there's a coal mine in there too. Father and Sally used to go to the snail tongue and then in Yamani there's a place where they used to get squirrels, park of squirrels. It's between here and food or a plastic squirrels.
Uh-huh.
Squirrel, park of squirrels.
The mall.
A certain place they used to get lots of squirrels, park of squirrels. Maybe for the whole family at times. And then Gugruk. Are we ahead of you?
No, I just want to make myself a nip. Done with that communication thing, huh? Maybe we could ask the group tonight on that. Clothing.
Clothing.
We know that all clothing was made of skins, fur, leather. Some were for hot weather and some were for cold weather. We also know that our ancestors developed beautiful clothing. Did the styles and decorations have any meaning? And they want you to tell them about the men's clothing, women's, children's, infants.
And then they strip me and they put them through.